Brothers and sisters,
it's on.
I hope you are enjoying your Memorial Day weekend.
我希望你们到这个周末都很愉快。
I know a lot of our group is out traveling this weekend.
我知道有些蛮多人出去旅行了。
So maybe this weekend you're enjoying your extra time off, enjoying the weather.
所以这个周末你们可以享受这个周末，享受多一点时间休息。
Maybe you're doing, at least at my house, we're doing a lot of work around our house.
在我自己呢，在家庭院呢，家里面做一些工作。
But before we get into the word this morning, let's go to the Lord in prayer.
在我们开始之前，我们到神面前祷告。
Heavenly Father, we sing about you, we sing to you, and tell you that you are an awesome God.
父神，我们向你唱歌，我们到你面前颂赞你。
Lord, right now we want our eyes to be fixed on you.
我们希望我们的眼睛能够专注在你身上。
As we look at your word, we desire for our heart to match your heart.
我看到你读你的话语，我们希望我们的心跟你的心是一致的。For
it is through your word that you reveal who you are and what your heartbeat is.
经过你的话语，你显示你是什么样的人，你的心是什么样子的。Father,
we pray for all those brothers and sisters and friends who are away this weekend.
我们今天为我们的弟兄姐妹以及朋友在旅途上的祷告。Lord,
we pray that you watch over them, that you protect them.
我们向祷告你，向你祷告，你保护他们，看顾他们。And
we pray that they would know your presence this morning.
我们也祷告你，他们在旅行途中也可以感觉到你的同在。In
Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。Amen,
amen. Well, with you, while I've been with you, we've been talking about the kingdom of God.
在我们在最近的时间，我一直在谈论神的国度。What happens
when we allow kingdom rule into our marriages, into our families, into our community?
就是我们让神的掌权到我们的家庭、婚姻，以及到社区里面，会发生什么样的变化？
And I want to start out this morning by sharing with you. What happens when kingdom rule comes into a community?
今天早上我要与大家分享，就是我们如让神的管辖治理到我们的社区里面，会发生什么样的变化？
A number of years ago, there's a sending organization, a missions organization that came up with they developed a documentary.
在一些年前，有一个宣教机构。 他们叫新部落施工，他们做了一些就是记录。The
missions organization is called New Tribes Mission, and they documented a missionary named Mark Zook.
这个新部落施工呢，他们就记录了一个宣教士叫做祖马克。
Mark and his wife were farmers. They were living in Pennsylvania.
祖马克跟他的太太，他们是农夫、农人，他们住在宾州。And
they had a calling on their lives to minister to a people group called the Mook.
他们神呼召他们向一个部落的人宣教，这个部落是叫做祖克人。The
Mook are in the country of Papua New Guinea.
穆克人是在巴布亚新几内亚这个地方，which is
near in the area of Australia.
这个地方靠近澳洲。And
Mark had been told when he was interested in ministering to the people in Papua New Guinea, he was told that he was too old. He and his wife were too old to go and be missionaries.
神呼召他们去向这个穆克人传宣教，但是呢，有人告诉他们说，他们已经就年纪太大了。
they said that, you know, Australia is too far, and you are not young enough to go out the energy that's required to minister to a people group.
这个澳洲离这个宾州非常非常的远，那你们已经不年轻了，去那边不太适合。
But the calling on their lives were so strong. They went to another sending organization, and their church, their home church, sent them out to be missionaries to this people group.
但是那个呼召呢是这么强而有力，所以他们就回到他们自己叫本教会去。那这个他们的教会呢，就把他们送到这个地方去。
And so they left their home in Pennsylvania, and they flew out to Papua New Guinea, and here's a picture of some of the Mook people. I believe that's Mark's son.
这张照片呢，就是他们就飞到离开他们宾州，飞到这个地方。这个地方这张照片呢，就是穆克人的一张照片。那中间这个戴帽子的人呢，是这个祖马克的儿子。
So Mark and his wife spent a lot of time just learning the language, developing relationships with the people, and just getting to know their beliefs and how they operated in their life.
祖马克跟他太太就花时间去学这个穆克人的语言，去知道他们的学他们的文化，然后跟他们交朋友。
And as he got to know the group, he discovered that the Mook people were generally speaking a light-hearted group.
这个他们就去跟他们继续认识他们。这个穆克人呢，他们是就是很轻松的一个部落民族。
But like all people group, like every people, they had a dark side to them.
但是就像每一个族群一样，这穆克人他们也有他们黑暗的一面。
A portion of their culture was based on lies, was based on deceit.
他们的文化有一部分呢是用着就是欺骗、说谎的方式来。
The men would, some of the men would place a mask over their heads, and they would tell the women that it was a departed spirit of an ancestor who would come back.
这有些男人呢，就会戴着很大的面具到了头上，然后告诉这个女人说，这是一个他们祖先的祖灵魂到他们身上来了。
And if a woman revealed that she did not believe that it was an ancestor, or if she even found the mask, they would hide this mask. If they found out that she had found the mask, or that she didn't believe that it was a spirit, they would take her life.
如果这些有女人不相信这个事情，就是说她说她不相信，或者是他们找到这个这个藏起来的面具，那他们如果是这样子的话，那他们呢就是说有这种事情发生的话，他会把这个女人杀死。
And there were some cases of the tribe putting documented cases where they would put a woman to death because of their traditions and because of their beliefs.
所以呢，就是事实上有些记录呢，就是发生了有些女人呢，就因为这个传统，因为这种信仰而被处死。
So after spending time with the people and learning the language, what Mark did is he began to develop Old Testament and New Testament lessons, began to prepare them in their native language.
所以他当他祖马克学了这个语言之后，他就把这个旧约的圣经、新约的圣经呢，慢慢准备教材，用他们准备用这个他们的语言教他们。
And he would start in the beginning. He would start in Genesis, and he began to share just some Old Testament foundational stories so that he could begin to build the story of what God's large narrative, what his story is.
所以他开始教他们的时候，他就从这个圣经的刚刚开始的，就是基本的部分，从旧约的神怎么样，慢慢的从创世怎么样发展后面的故事。
And so he would teach them, and he would begin starting with creation, and he went through Abraham and Isaac, and he went through Sodom and Gomorrah, and he went through Moses and Exodus.
他就从创造开始讲到亚伯拉罕与以撒的故事，讲到索多玛与俄摩拉的故事，也讲到这个摩西以及出埃及的故事。
And in fact, he never even mentioned the name of Jesus for the first 2 months of his teaching. Jesus was never even talked about.
对，在教这个圣经的课程的前面两个月里面，他对耶稣一直都不提。
After 2 months of teaching, he finally came to Jesus' life.
到两个月之后，他开始进入教导这个耶稣的生平。
And he said when he began to share all the stories of Jesus, he says the people they fell in love with Jesus.
他说他开始讲述耶稣的生平的时候，那这些主客人呢就觉得这个耶稣是很可爱，喜欢他。
And Jesus became a hero in the MOOC in the village that he was ministering in.
这个耶稣呢就成为主客人慕客人心中的英雄。
He walked through Jesus' life and his teachings and his ministry.
他讲述耶稣的生平，讲述他在他的教导，讲述他在地上的事工。
And after 3 months, he came to the point in Jesus' ministry where Judas betrayed Jesus.
他讲到后面，讲到这个耶稣这个时候是耶稣被犹大背叛耶稣，那这个他这个故事。
And because the story was new for the MOOC people, they had never heard how the story ended. And so after he was teaching, they guessed. They were just thinking like what. They saw that Judas had betrayed Jesus, and they were just guessing of what might happen.
这个他们这些慕客人，他不晓得耶稣以前不晓得耶稣的故事，所以到这个时候呢，他们说他们知道听到犹大背叛了耶稣，他们就想说，这个后面会怎么样发展？
The people thought that somehow, knowing Jesus' past, knowing his power, they thought that probably Jesus would somehow manage to escape.
他们就想到他们在前面的故事知道耶稣的事迹，耶稣的能力，他们就想说这耶稣这个时候被背叛了，但是他一定有办法脱逃。
And so this is the point that Mark left off in his teaching one evening. He left off with Judas betraying Jesus.
这个在这个时候呢，这个主马克呢就停下来，不再讲了。这个晚上这个课讲到这里，他就停下来了。
And he left off at the point, and the next morning he would share the gospel with them.
他准备呢，这个时候停下来，那明天呢，他就开始讲述福音。
He had been teaching 3 months straight, Monday through Friday, and he would teach twice a day, Monday through Friday.
在这个前面这个三个月里面呢，他每周一到周五上课，每天有两节课。就是持续三个月。
And so what the village would do is the people would gather in the center of the village and they would all sit down and he would go through his teaching and there was about 300 people in the village and they would just kind of surround Mark. He had some sort of audio system, a microphone system, and so he would teach to all 300 people.
这个全村的人大概有300个人都会坐好围绕着他，他有就是有麦克风，有那个音响系统，他就对他们讲。
And the people were so caught up in the story of the Bible that not a single person missed any one session.
这些人这全村的人都对这个课程非常有兴趣，就是非常专注，所以呢，没有一个人跳过一堂课。
They would bring those who were sick. They would bring them in on stretchers, and they would have them listen to the message. Or, you know, even if a woman was pregnant, she would be nearby so she could hear the teaching.
所以他们甚至把那个生病的人用那个担架给抬过来。那个怀孕的女人呢，也会坐在附近去听这个讲道。
And so early the next morning, the village gathered after leaving off with Judas betraying Jesus. They gathered early in the morning to hear the next chapter, what would happen next.
所以这个第二天早上，所有全村的人都来了，准备听说这个耶稣后来怎么了。
Mark shared about Jesus' crucifixion and then his resurrection 3 days later.
这个主马克呢就向他们向他们分享这个耶稣呢被钉上十字架，三天之后复活了。
And what he did is he reminded them. He went back. He's like, you guys, do you remember Abraham and Isaac when Isaac was placed on the altar and God provided a lamb?
他就想说你们记得吗？这个在旧约在亚伯拉罕献以撒的时候，以撒被放在祭坛上面，那神呢就预备了一只羊来代替以撒。
He said, "Do you remember when we went through the book of Exodus? Do you remember Moses and when the people would place blood on top of the doors and there was this Passover? Do you remember that?"
他又问他们说：“你们记得吗？我们讲到这个摩西带着以色列百姓要出埃及的时候，他们杀了羊，用羊的血抹在门楣上面。
And they had a drama and they actually played it out where you know one of the moved people was Jesus and there was actually a Roman soldier or someone who would pierce Jesus' side and they set it up so that you know like blood would like just pretend blood obviously would come out.” You know, and the people began to click for them. They remembered.
所以他们甚至呢也安就是组织了短那个剧本弄了剧本排了剧讲说耶稣被罗马兵丁抓起来，那个毛呢刺到那个耶稣的肋骨下面，然后血就流下来了。他们都看到这个剧本。
And then Mark said, "You know what?" He said, "Just like that lamb." Like that lamb and Passover, like the substitution that Isaac was, and then there was this lamb that was substituted. That's how Jesus is for you.
他就告诉他们说，这个羔羊，耶稣就像这个羔羊。这羔羊在那个以撒被献的时候，这羔羊替代了这个以撒流血了。这他说耶稣就像这个羔羊为你们替代了。
And he said that all of a sudden.The lights went on in their hearts, like something just clicked.
这时候呢，他就看到了说，这个好像有个突然的事情发生了，他觉得说他们有了反应。
And so, what I wanted to show you, I wanted to give you a picture of what happens. I'm going to show a 2-minute video of just what happens when the kingdom of God.God's rule comes down into a community of just about a two minute clip, okay, of this people. 我现在
要让大家看一个两分钟的短片，看看这个神的国度、神的管辖到了一个社区的时候，这个人的反应是什么样子，会造成什么样的作用。
Village believer stating that he too believes that Christ has paid for his sins. Itau, which means it's true or it's good, it's very true. Village grandma rejoicing that he believes, so does she.Different ones giving testimony as to their belief in Christ as their sin bearer. Mark saying that if they really are believing, then God's word says that their sin is forgiven. Itau, it's good, it's true.Spontaneous rejoicing breaks out. This went on for 2.5 hours.
You see that? Like, isn't that fun to watch? There, the people are just like, you know, like you see this. You see, like the one guy standing up. He's like, they just heard the gospel. They just heard the gospel, right? It was just like, and he made the. They all made the connection. The lights in their heart went off. And then you see the guy stand up, and you see the grandma. It's like it's true, right? They're yelling Itau. I don't know if you caught it, but it's like Itau. Itau means it's true. It's good. And they're saying Itau. Yitao, and it's all true. And then all of a sudden, the grandmother gets up. She's like, it's true. You believe too. You believe too, right? And everyone else is like, and he's like, hey, look. Look, everyone. If you believe this, you're forgiven. All that stuff, all that deceit, all that stuff in the back, all that, it's all gone. It's all gone. You're forgiven. And it's just fun to watch them just go, yeah, you know, like just 2 hours, 2 hours of just jumping up and down, like just celebrating like that, just rejoicing, you know. I was just laughing. I was like, what if our church was like, you know, everyone was just jumping up and down, you know, everyone's like just jumping up and down because they're just so like, I can't believe it. I can't believe that just that I'm free, that we're forgiven. You know, that's just an amazing feeling.
这个影片里面呢，就想，刚开始有他们有了反应之后，那个一个男的起来说，他说是一套，就说这是真的，那女那个妈妈就加入，后来大家一起跳舞，那大家跳了两个多钟头，那个祖马克呢就告诉他们说，是这是真的，你们的罪呢。 都被洗净了，以前的欺骗的，你们的骗人的，说要杀人的这些，通通被罪都被赦了，所以他就看到，就大家一起这样一直跳，跳得非常高兴。就是我要是我们教会也大家能够有这种兴奋，这种跳舞，我就说我们这是非常不一样的。Yeah,
yeah, it's just a great feeling. It's a great feeling not only, you know, like when you believe, but like all your family, your friends, like everyone else. It's just a wonderful feeling.
所以如果你相信你有这个反应，然后你想到这个家里面，或者是整个教会都会有这种反应，会是什么样子？
What you saw is one point you must have seen where they actually picked Mark up and they're like, you know, they're like throwing him up in the air like this, you know. But what's interesting though is that they were celebrating. And again, remember it was like for like 2 hours, but at some point, you didn't see it in the video. At some point, Mark goes, wait, stop, stop. And they're all jumping up and down, all jumping up and down. And Mark goes, wait, stop for a minute.
所以你看到这个，这里面他们那么兴奋，甚至把祖马克也抓起来，往这边往上抛，但他继续跳舞，但是呢，在这中间过程中间呢，祖马克说，请你停下，停下来。
And everyone paused, and he said, wait, when will you share this with the next village, the village over there?
他们停下来，这个祖马克就问他们说，好，你们什么时候会把这个快乐与邻村分享？
And the Mook people were quiet. They didn't respond. He's like, and he asked again, wait, when will you share this? When will you share this with the people over there?
他全村人就停下来，就静安静着。但是祖马克问他说，你什么时候会把这个？
And they were quiet, so he asked him, like, tell me, share with me, what are you thinking? Tell me what you're thinking. I don't understand. What are you thinking?
那这些村民呢都很安静。那祖马克就说，哎，你们都不说话啊，告诉我，你们到底在想什么？
And they said, we'd be glad to share. We'd be glad to share this. We just don't know how to share it. We don't know what to do.
那些村民就说。 Yeah, 我们是很愿意，很想要与人家分享，但是我们不知道怎么样去分享。
He said, that's fine. All I need to know from you is that you're willing. I'll share you how to teach it, but that's all I need to know.
他说没有关系，我只要知道你们愿意去分享，你们不知道怎么样分享，没有关系，我教你们怎么样分享。
And then they went, okay, and then they start just jumping up and down again. Yeah, they're just jumping up and down again.
Oh, okay, 这样就好，他们就继续跳。
But you see, what Mark did is like salvation came to that village that day.
那一天，这个救恩降到，来到这个村子。
The kingdom of God, his reign, like his rule, like descended from heaven, like into that community.
那一天。 神在天国的管辖治理呢，那一天神的国度呢，就降到这个村子。But
Mark wanted to make sure that the people were expressing God's rule, like His reign, through the form of love to others.
那个祖马克呢，要的是说，希望这些村民呢，能够有显示神的，用一种方式显示神的国度。 这个爱，就是这种方式呢，就是去爱别人。
Do they express his kingdom rule by the way that they love the other?
他们是不是用这个爱别人这个的方式去表示神的国度在他们那边？
Okay, so I showed this slide last time I was with, we were all together, I was with you. We talked about this slide a bit, a little bit, and it talks about our love, our capacity to love.
上次我就与大家分享这张照片，就分享说这个是怎这个图形是我们怎么样去爱。
And at again, the very center is loving ourselves, and then we move out to loving our family and friends.
最中心的部分是我们爱我们自己，再往外黄的部分是爱我们的家庭与我们的朋友。
And again, generally speaking, we do a pretty good job. Most people can do a pretty good job of loving themselves, right?
我们都会大部分人都能够爱自己。
And Jesus says that, you know, even corrupt tax collectors can love those who love them. It's pretty easy. Even those who aren't Christians, who don't know me, can do that much.
他说甚至那些贪腐腐败的那些税吏或者是非基督徒，他们也能够爱他们的家庭与朋友。
But when we look at Jesus, when we look at his character, when we look at the kingdom that he brought when he came to earth and he began the kingdom of God, he began to expand the love outward.
当我们看看耶稣他的个性，他的品格，他能够，他从天上下来，他能够爱，把爱扩充，能够爱得更多。
And so remember last time,when we took a look at Jesus, we looked at the story of the Samaritan woman.
所以上次我们看这个耶稣跟那个撒玛利亚人的这个故事。
This woman at the well, and she was a Samaritan, and she was a woman.
这个撒玛利亚是一个撒玛利亚的女人，她是一个撒玛利亚人，而且是一个女人。
And pious Jews who at the time who valued the law did not mix with Samaritans.
那时候的圣洁的圣洁的犹太人，他是遵守律法的犹太人，是不跟这撒玛利亚人交往的。
Samaritans were half Jewish and half Samaritan.
撒玛利亚人是一半是犹太人，另外一半是外邦人的混血。
And so even Jesus' closest followers, remember Jesus was talking with this woman and he was alone for some time.
这个看到这个耶稣的这些就算他最亲近的一些追随者，看到这个那时候耶稣跟这个撒玛利亚女人呢，已经单独相处一段时间了。
And the 12 had gone to get some lunch, and they had come back, and they saw Jesus talking with the other.
所以这十二个门徒呢，去买东西，去找东西吃，回来看到耶稣跟这个。不属于他们的另外一个人在谈话。
And even his closest, even the 12, they missed this. They missed what was going on.
即使是这个这十二个最亲近的人呢，他也不能，他们也看不懂这个耶稣的做的事情。
They didn't say it, but in there, it's kind of inferred. They asked, why is he speaking to this woman? In their minds, in their hearts, why is he speaking to a Samaritan? Why is he speaking to a woman?
在他们看到这个事情，他们就是在想说，在他们心里面一定在想说，他怎么会跟一个撒玛利亚人谈话？他怎么会跟一个女人谈话
？See, their love hadn't their capacity to love people. They could love themselves and they could love those who were like them, but they had a hard time going outside of loving those who were not like them.
他们能够这些十二个人可以爱自己。也可以爱他们的家庭与朋友，但是他们的爱没有扩充到可以爱别人，或者是更宽广去。
And it's understandable at some point because it said, actually at this point in the unfolding of God's story, the gospel was going to the Jews.
在这个耶稣神的这个福音的计划里面，在这个时候呢，可以因为神的爱还没有，神的爱只是。在耶稣犹太人中间还没有往外走，所以可以了解这个事情。
But Jesus didn't stop his love. His love didn't stop at just because she was outside of being a Jewish woman, of being a Jew.
但是耶稣的爱呢，并不是只是停留在他只在犹太人里面，他会往外延伸到撒玛利亚女人。
And so his love went further out to loving the other, and then he even went a step further.
所以他把这个爱扩展到爱其别人，甚至往外扩充。
To love enemies, to love our enemies.
去爱我们的仇敌。
And so a few weeks ago, I asked the question, how much does our love reflect a kingdom love?
几周前我提出一个问题，我们的爱能够有多少程度反映出神国的爱？
Where are we at? Where are you at? When you look at this, where do you find yourself? Can you find yourself loving those outside of someone who's like you?
你们看看自己想想看你们或你能够在这个爱上面是到了什么程度？
You know, it's interesting. I was working in my neighborhood, working in my house yesterday.
在昨天我在我的家里面做一些家里面工作。
And I'm working, and we need another piece of equipment, a power cord.
我需要我发现我需要一个延长线。
And I'm thinking, you know, how many of my neighbors do I actually know?
我突然想到。我多少邻居
I know their names, like most of my neighbors across the street to the side to the next, I know their names and I've made some effort to connect with them.
我知道我的邻居的名字，对面的邻居，左边右边邻居，我知道他们的名字，我也有时候想去更认识他们。
But I'm not even talking about the loving my enemies, I'm talking about, hey, am I actually in my place of being? Am I able to actually knowmy neighbor or love my neighbor right next door to me?
Could you say it again?
Oh, in this place of where I'm at, like, am I even able to love my neighbor, someone who's next to me? Like, we're talking about loving our enemies, and sometimes I think, wait, back up a little bit. Can you just love your neighbor at all?
Yeah, 甚至在我的这种情况之下，我在我的家，我就我可以爱，就是我去认识我的邻居，但是我能够爱他们吗？那现在想说，我要去爱我的仇敌，这个。
But this is where we want to mature to. We want our love to go. Hey, can I love my family? Can I love my spouse? Can I love my kids? Can I love friends? Can I love my neighbors? And then can I love outside? Can I love someone who's not like me, who's different than me?
所以我们就问这问题，哎，我们可不可以爱我们自己，爱我们的家这个太太配偶，爱我们的孩子，爱我们的朋友，然后再往外走，我们可以不爱到我们的邻居，还有爱到我们的敌人。
You know, and honestly, it's convicting sometimes. Sometimes it's like, man, what am I? Where is my personal love? Where am I loving people? How big is my love? Is it look like Jesus Christ's love for people?
所以呢，我就问这个问题，问自己，我们。可以爱到什么程度？我们可以爱到多大的程度？可以不可以像耶稣一样爱他的爱的爱法
？Okay, so we're going to skip to the hardest one today. Loving our enemies.
我们今天把这个先不谈这个爱最难的爱我们的仇敌。
Let's take a look in this scripture of when our love has grown, when our love has matured, so that our capacity to love looks like.Jesus Christ's love.
我们看看圣经里面描述的，我们怎么样能够让我们的爱成长到像耶稣那样子的爱法。
If you like to follow in your phone, or if you like to open up your own personal Bible, we're going to be in Matthew chapter 5.
你有圣经的话我们或者是手机的话，可以看马太福音第五章。
It's Matthew chapter 5, starting in verse 43.Going through 48.
第五章从43节开始到48节。
This is what it says. You have heard that the law of Moses says, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say, love your enemies, pray for those who persecute you. In that way, you will be acting as true children of your Father in heaven. For he gives sunlight to both the evil and the good, and he sends rain on the just and the unjust too.If you only love those who love you, what good is that? Even corrupt tax collectors do that much. If you are kind only to your friends, how are you different from anyone else? Even pagans do that. But you are to be perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect.
43节，你们听见有话说，当爱你的邻舍，恨你的仇敌。只是我告诉你们，要爱你们的仇敌，为那逼迫你们的祷告，这样就可以做你们天父的儿子，因为他叫日头照好人，也照歹人，降雨给义人，也给不义的人。你们若单爱那爱你们的人，有什么赏赐呢？就是税吏不也是这样行吗？你们若单请你们弟兄的安，比人有什么长处呢？就是外邦人不也是这样行吗？所以你们要完全像你们天父完全一样。
All right, so Jesus starts out by saying, you have heard the law of Moses say, love your neighbor and hate your enemy.
所以我们开始讲说，你们听到，你听见有话说，当爱你的邻舍，恨你的仇敌。
So what is Jesus talking about? Is it actually in the law of Moses, as we page through God's word, is there a place that says that we need to love our neighbor but we need to hate our enemy?
所以我们刚才耶稣讲这个话的时候，我们就往回看，这圣经里面真的有写说要当爱你的邻舍，恨你的仇敌吗？
Well, in the Old Testament, we know that at least according to Proverbs, that's not the case.
但是我们看旧约圣经并不是这样，最少箴言上面不这样写的。
Proverbs 25:21 says, "If your enemy is hungry, give them food to eat. If they are thirsty, give them something to drink."
箴言25:21说，你的仇敌若饿了，就给他饭吃；若渴了，就给他水喝。
Leviticus 19, the Lord says, "Never seek revenge or bear a grudge against anyone." But love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord.
利未记19:18说，不可报仇，也不可埋怨你本国的子民，切要爱人如己。我是耶和华。
And so what many think is that as the scribes, as the teachers of the law interpret, as they look back at the Old Testament, they see love your neighbor, and they saw sometimes when God would use his people to carry outHis judgment against others, and they thought, well, it seems to be where you can love your neighbor as yourself, but there might be times when it, maybe it's appropriate to hate your neighbor.
这个时候，那时候呢，就是文士们，他们文士是就教导圣经的人，他们呢就看到这个旧约里面，他们可以看到这个旧约里面讲神呢是爱人的，但是呢，有时候神借着人的手。去实行一些惩戒这些坏人不义的人的行动，他们就想说也许是神是说要爱你的邻舍，但是却要去恨恶你的敌人仇敌。
All right, so what Jesus is addressing when he says, you have heard that the law of Moses says love your neighbor and hate your enemy. What he's doing is he's not correcting the Old Testament or Mosaic law. What he's doing is he's correcting the misinterpretation that the scribes at the time are teaching the people.
所以呢，耶稣在讲说要爱你的仇敌，为那逼迫你们的祷告的时候，并不是说耶稣呢需要去改正那个旧约的改正律法，而是他想要的是要去改正这个对文士对律法的解释。
But then it comes to the central command of the passage.
那我们看看这个经文的中心的要求。
Jesus says, I say, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you.
他说，只是我告诉你们，要爱你们的仇敌，为那逼迫你们的祷告。
Right, to love our enemies. Now I know that some of you, some personalities.We'll just say some personalities don't make enemies quick.
我们说他想到说要爱你的仇敌。
And then some personalities make enemies faster than others.
我就想到说 有些个性呢不太容易树敌，但是有些个性呢非常容易树敌。
I know that when I'd ask some of you to think about, like, okay, how can we apply this passage? Like, could you love your enemies? And I know if I were to ask many of you, you'd go, I can't really even think of any enemy. I don't really have any enemies.
当我想说问你们说要应用这个经节爱你的仇敌的时候，那有人会想说，嗯，我想不出我有什么仇敌。
But others of you would say, oh yeah, yeah, I've got enemies. I have people that I don't like.
那有些人就会说，嗯，是我有一些敌人，有些仇人，我不喜欢。
Others of you could probably think in your mind right away, yeah, there's someone at work that comes to my mind, like as you speak, that I can think of that I do not get along with her, I do not get along with him at all.
啊，我想到说，是啊，就像你在讲的时候，甚至你在讲这些话的时候，我就里面就想到有些人我不喜欢，就像有个同事，女同事，我就非常不喜欢她。
Or maybe for the younger people, you could go, yeah, there's someone at school. I know, there's someone in my class that, oh, she hates me. He hates me. I can't stand them.
对，有些年轻人会说，是啊，在学校里面，我的班级里面，有些人。就是他们都很讨厌我。
So for some of you, there's probably somebody that you're just like, I don't know how to, we just keep our distance, or we just stay separate.
那有些人会说，对，有些人我们就保持距离以测安全。
Those are the ones that we consider like our enemies.
这些人是我们想到的，这些是我们的
仇敌。But Jesus says, look, if you have the kingdom of God in your heart,
但耶稣说你如果有天国在你心中
if God's reign has been activated in you, then you will love your enemies.
如果神的管辖治理在你心中，那你就可以去爱你的仇敌。
You will pray for those who persecute you.
你会为那逼迫你的人祷告。
Because then he says, look, if you love your enemies, if you pray for those who persecute you, then you are acting.You are acting out as true children of God.
说如果你们能够为你们的仇敌爱你的仇你们的仇敌为那些逼迫你们祷告的话，那你们的行为就表现出真是神的真儿女一样。
So is there in your mind, and maybe probably there's someone who's already come to your mind. You've already thought of someone. Is there someone that you could pray for, be praying for?Now in your mind.
所以你想突然间想想看，你有没有哪个人谁你现在可以放在你们心中为他们祷告
？You know, as I was reading through this, I began to think like, oh, like, wait, who could I pray for? Who is it that is maybe hurt me or I've hurt them or we don't connect, we don't click.
所以我在准备这个讲道的时候，我想到。是你们有没有是哪个人是有伤害过我或伤害过别人或者是跟我是没有办法相处的有没有人这样的人为他们祷告
Could there be someone that you could express in some way some small way some measure of respect some measure of kindness some way to express the kingdom of God that lives in you
有没有什么人你可以用一个小小的姿态可以表现出一个有和善的友谊的态度能够跟他开始破冰
This is a picture of a woman named Mary Johnson. She's holding a picture of her son.
这个女人呢叫做Mary Johnson. 这个手上的照片是她的儿子
February 1993, her son was at a party.
1993年的二月她的儿子去参加一个party.
And he was shot to death during an argument at a party.
他的儿子跟人家争吵了，那被人家开枪打死了。
He was 20 years old, and it was Mary's only son. She only had one son.
那个是儿子，那时候只有20岁，他是Mary Johnson 的独子。
He was shot by a guy. They were at a party. They got in an argument. He pulled his gun. A guy named O'Shea Israel shot her son.
他那天跟他儿子跟这个人争吵，叫做 O'Shea Israel， 他被他杀死。
Mary said of O'Shea, she said, He is an animal, and he deserves to be caged.
Mary Johnson 那时候就谈讲到这个人的时候，讲到这个O'Shea 这个人的时候，讲到说他是一个禽兽，他应该被关起来。
After her son's death, O'Shea was sentenced to 25 and a half years in prison.
他儿子玛丽的儿子死后，这个 O'Shea 被判刑，判了25年半的徒刑。
And he served 17 of those years.
他被实际上被关了17年。
But a number of years ago, before O'Shea got out of prison, Mary went to visit him, in prison.
但是呢，在这个O'Shea 出狱之前，几年前呢，这个 Mary Johnson 去探访他，去狱中探访他。
Because Mary's she's a follower of Jesus Christ, and she wondered if there was any way that she could forgive O'Shea for killing her son.
这个 Mary Johnson 她是一个基督徒，她都想有没有什么方法，或者是有没有可能我能够去原谅杀我儿子的凶手。
They asked O'Shea. They said, "Look, when Mary first saw you, when she first visited you in prison, what did she say? How did she start the conversation?"
有人就问 O'Shea 说，你这个 Mary Johnson 来第一次来看你的时候，她跟你说了什么？她你有什么反应？
And she said to him, "Look, you don't know me." And I don't know you, but let's start now.
这个 Mary Johnson 对 O'Shea 说，你不认识我，我也不认识你。不过我们现在开始认识吧。
And O'Shea said that he's like I was befuddled, I was confused.
这个 O'Shea 说，那个时候呢，我有点非常困惑，我搞不清楚。
It's like I wasn't sure how to take this woman. I don't know why she was coming to visit me. I killed her son.
Yeah, 我实在不能了解这个女人是什么样子的。她怎么会来看我？就我杀了她儿子。
But after that, they began to meet. She began to go back to the prison and meet with O'Shea again.
所以但是那个之后呢，这个 Mary Johnson 呢，就再去看她，不停的去看她。
And they developed a relationship. They developed some sort of relationship with each other.
他们呢就建立一个友谊，一种友谊。
And after O'Shea got out of prison, he went back, and this is in Minneapolis, and she introduced him to her landlord.
这个 O'Shea 出狱之后呢，这个Mary Johnson 呢，他们就到了 Mary Johnson 那时候住在Minneapolis。那 O'Shea 到那边去 ，Mary Johnson 就把这个 O'Shea 呢介绍给他的房东。
And O'Shea moved right next door to her.
这O'Shea 呢就搬到这个Mary Johnson 隔壁的房子。
She said, "Unforgiveness is like a cancer. It will eat you from the inside out."
那个 Mary Johnson 说，不原谅呢，像是一个癌症一样，它会从里面把你吃干净。
And so by the grace of God, because she chose to follow Jesus Christ, she's like, she wanted her love to extend to her son's killer.
因为Mary Johnson 她自己本身是基督徒，她希望她能够神的爱能够经过她传到这个杀她儿子的凶手身上。
O'Shea says, I still have a hard time forgiving myself.
O'Shea 说，我实在是还很难原谅自己。
But he now like he's like I want to somehow give out. I want to give to people.
但是我愿意把就是说能够给出去给其他的人。
And so again, he and Mary will go and they'll go to prisons, they'll go to churches, and they'll just share their story of forgiveness, of mercy.
所以他与 Mary Johnson 他们两个人呢就一起。他会到监狱里面去，会到教会去，来分享，跟大家分享他们的故事。
And I share these stories with you because they're real.
我跟你分享这个故事，因为这些故事呢都是真的。
And when I look at Mary, I see like a super. It seems to me supernatural.
我看 Mary 这样子这个人呢，我看到他呢，像是一个超自然的，超过一般的。
To love O'Shea like Mary loved O'Shea requires the kingdom of God living inside of her, and it requires the Holy Spirit to help her to love someone like O'Shea.
像要爱，要去爱，要像这个 Mary Johnson 这种爱，去可以去爱那个一个杀他儿子的这个人，需要神的那个神的恩典，神的国度在你心中。
Like when I think about the kingdom of God and it being fully realized in a person, I look at Mary and I think, wow, for Mary, it seems like the kingdom of God is being more and more realized in her heart.
所以我看到这个想到这个神的爱，神的国要在我们心中，要去爱别人。看看这个 Mary Johnson， 她就真的是神的爱在她心中里面神的国度在她心中里面。
And we might say to ourselves, I can never do that. I couldn't love him. I could never do that.
我们想说我们对自己说这个事情我做不到，不可能做得到的，我没有办法像他那样做得到。
I can't even love my coworker, you know, someone who bothers me at work. I can't even extend myself to them.
所以我一甚至我连我的同事我都没有办法爱，整天争吵。
But the kingdom of God, as it grows, as the Holy Spirit, you'd be right in thinking you can't do it because it's only by the power of the Holy Spirit.
你可以你想说你做不到，事实上是你做不到，但是是要靠着神的圣灵才能够做得到。
And it's the same spirit that lives inside of you.
这个灵呢也住在你里面。
Jesus taught the crowds to love their enemies. When we look at this passage, he's like he's on a mountain. You know, he's on a mound someplace and he's teaching to the crowds. He's like telling them, he's like saying, I want you to love your enemies. I want you to pray for those who persecute you.
这个耶稣呢，在讲这段话的时候，在山上，他在这个山上对着这个群众讲，他说：“我要你们这样爱，这样子的去爱。”
And perhaps like a year, maybe a year from when he was teaching this, or 2 years from when he was teaching this, he was on the cross.
所以，也许大概是差不多一两年之后，他教了这个教导之后，他自己就在十字架上面了。
He was on the cross, hanging on the cross, and there's a criminal on one side and a criminal on the left, and there's Roman soldiers beneath him.
那个时候，他在十字架上面的时候，他左边有一个罪犯，右边也有个罪犯。那罗马兵丁呢，就在他脚下面。
And the scriptures say that he was, you know, he's hanging on the cross, and says that he was praying. He was praying. He's like, Father, forgive them. He's like, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing.
圣经说他那时候在十字架上的时候他是祷告他为他们祷告说天父原谅他们不知道他们在做什么。
You know, and I imagine that the criminals on the side, imagine maybe the soldiers who were close to the cross could actually hear Jesus praying for those who put him on the cross.
我可以想象说那个时候呢耶稣被钉在十字架上的时候他的祷告这个两个罪犯还有底下的兵丁呢他们很接近他们可以听到耶稣的祷告。
And you know it affected them because one of the criminals, you know, one of the criminals was like, hey, we deserve this. We deserve to be on the cross. We deserve this, but he's done nothing wrong.
所以这个罪犯呢他们听到他们是有个罪犯甚至说我们呢是应该被杀，应该被钉，但是这个人呢，他做了什么？他不应该在这里。
Or the Roman soldier below said, it was one of the soldiers that said, surely after he had died, surely this is a righteous man.
这个有个兵丁在这个耶稣死后，他说，真正的这个人是一个有义的人。
And I can't help but think that soldier was there as Jesus was praying for him, as Jesus was praying for those who were mocking him, those who put him on the cross, I imagine that he heard Jesus praying.
想想这个兵丁，他听到了，这个听到耶稣呢，对，就是说为这个钉他的人， 为抓他人，为那些嘲笑他的人，为他们祷告。这个祷告，这个兵丁听到了。
And that same Lord, the one that we see, the one that we worship, the one who was on the cross, who prayed for his enemies, is the one that lives in us.
这个我们看到这个被钉在十字架，钉在十字架上面这个人，这个为他的仇敌祷告的人，他就今天就在住在我们心中。
So begin to think.Think in your mind, who is it? Who is God? Is there someone that God's calling me to pray for this morning?
在今天这个早上，想一想，这个心里面想一想，这个神是有什么把谁放在你心中，要为他祷告。
Is there someone that God is calling me to let go to forgive?
有没有哪个人神向你说，把这个事情忘掉，放过去？
Remember, forgiveness just takes just one side. You don't need both people for forgiveness. You just need to let them go, release them from the wrong.
你要想想，这个原谅呢，是一个人就可以原谅了，不需要两个人来才可以原谅。所以呢，你只要把这个事情放开了就可以了。
And in doing this, you will be like your Father in heaven.
你做了这个事情，你如果能够原谅的话，你就像是你的天父在天上一样。
Father God, we give thanks to you that you have given us your Holy Spirit. We give thanks to you that you gave us Jesus, and we can see that his love is just his capacity for loving people, his capacity to love not only his closest, the 12, but Samaritan women, the others, his capacity to love his enemies, to pray for those who persecute him. That's what we want to be.That's what we desire. So, Father, we pray that your Holy Spirit would draw us closer to you. The closer we walk with you, the closer we know you, the more full we are of you, the more we'll be enabled, empowered to love those who don't love us back. It's in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.